No, it's gonna watch on Monday.
That's racist.
But I actually just couldn't be arsed, I'll be real. I'm gonna watch it, but there's been movies coming out this month. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna watch all of them.
Are you gonna watch Challengers?
Yeah, 100%.
Max. I gotta watch Challengers still.
Even Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming out.
Yo. Yeah. I want us to watch that Civil War thing that's coming out.
I saw the poster in the cinema, but I don't know where it's from.
Yeah, they didn't do much promo for it because it's coming out in like 2 days, and I only found out about it like literally 2 days ago. Well, it looks good, and it's in IMAX as well. So,
Civil War in what country?
It's in America. It's like a dystopian America where like America's broken up into factions and it's just like there's like a whole war going on, and then the movie follows like a group of journalists just documenting the whole war. It just seemed interesting, innit? It just seemed weird. But
say, it sounded like Divergent.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
2-2.
Fair enough. Missing another quality game.
Yeah, I went to the cinema the other day, but I didn't watch Monkey Man. I watched Godzilla.
Yeah.
Sounds crap.
More or less, man.
Godzilla, what's that?
It's Godzilla and Kong. Well, Godzilla versus King Kong. Kong, yeah.
Who won King Kong?
They ended up teaming up, bro, against some
of course they would.
Creatures.
So dumb. I swear they've done King Kong versus Godzilla before.
They have, it's not the first film.
So, what, they just fought again?
In the first film, they were against each other. In this film, they were against each other, and then they teamed up against some different creatures. One of our King Kong, and then one of our version of Godzilla. Was weird, man. And I didn't really watch it for the quality. I just watched it to just do something on that day, to be honest.
What day was that?
Sunday.
Oh, first. After. Yeah, why didn't you watch Monkey Man then?
Because I'm going to watch Monkey Man, I have to watch it by myself because I'm going to concentrate.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. Fair enough.
Who'd you go with?
My friend.
But where are your friends?
Are we your only friends?
Who? Is it me?
Yes. When you last went to cinema, actually, no, maybe the last time you went to cinema, you was like,
God knows when the last time I went to cinema was.
When we watched Dune 2, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've been since
that then. You're well.
Yeah, exactly.
Generally, I just don't remember. Dune 2, when even was that? That must have been a good few weeks back now.
The day I got back, so 7th of March, 6th of March, something like that.
What's the phrase you said? Is it, as they say, train how you want to perform on the pitch? Is it train how you want to perform on the pitch? Or...
How you train is how you play in the match.
How you train is how you play in the match.
Yeah.
It's how you play in the match. But yeah, sorry for last week's episode. Boy, YouTube was actually taking a mickey this week. In fact, let me not say that before they come and deal with us. We had technical difficulties, innit?
Yeah, it was out of our hands.
Yeah, it actually was in our hands because it was actually edited and ready.
Like, I just kept re-uploading by itself.
It was just taking long. It was just taking long this week. I don't even know why.
It was weird. But yeah, it's out literally right now.
Right now, yeah. As we're recording this, is when it's being premiered, isn't it? That's how you know it's a late episode session this week.
Yeah, that's why I asked you, should we post it in the morning? Because they've been waiting for so long. And I was like, nah, let me just...
No, because then, like, people will be, like, working
on it. Yeah. But to be fair, some people watch it at work.
That's crazy.
A good few people watch it at work still, not gonna lie. Helps them pass the time by, apparently.
How can you watch a podcast at work?
Depends on your job.
No, I can't.
Depends on your job. Like, depending on the day, I can do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, but you work from home, though. Oh, no, I mean, do you go into office though?
From time to time, innit?
When was the last time you went in?
Last week. But last week was the first time in like three or four months.
Months?
Yeah.
So is this the first time you went in this year?
My second time. I went in January once, and the second time was April, yeah, last week. But even, we'll talk about it later, man. Bruh. Yeah.
You say we'll talk about it later?
Yeah, off camera.
Of first. How you train? No.
But yeah, the people that watch it when they're working, I've seen them snap it when they're in the office. Not gonna lie.
No, yeah, I can't watch it. I can't watch podcasts. Yo, I can't. You know, I'm a bad multitasker. You know, that's how I'm trying to post.
Talk at the same time.
I can't. No, yeah, like I'm trying to post the clip and then I'm trying to talk and it doesn't make sense.
Because you end up typing what you're talking.
Nah,
the other way around.
No, I just won't be able to say like what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
But yeah.
Did you watch? Go on, intro.
No, I don't even know what I was talking about.
I was in the intro.
No, I wasn't, but welcome to the What We Saying Pod. It's your boy Hustle Hustler. You're joining my co-host T9 and Wooden.
What are you saying?
You're also joining my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8.
Yo.
What are we saying?
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Check the polls.
Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Oh, quick promo, sorry. Take Me Home is back with an R&B event, May 5th, Bank Holiday. Make sure you lot are there. R&B special. Only if you like R&B, though. You don't mess with R&B in it. Or slow jam. Just wait to the day party. This one is very, very selected. Very special for those that like R&B. So, yeah. Make sure you're there in it. 21 plus the time. Sorry.
Sorry.
Me personally, I don't see why there's an age restriction nowadays with events, but you know.
Nah, I definitely see why.
I feel like if you like R&B, you should be able to come and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, but
that deep slow jams and R&B. Tell you the thing, Spectre's daughter was there.
How old is she?
But she's definitely between 18 to 20 to our age.
Yeah, if she's our age, it makes sense. If she's 18. Be surprised.
I don't think she's She's definitely younger than us.
I think she's probably 20. 18 plus is crazy.
Yeah, but deep it 20 and she's at like a 30 something year old move.
She might have gotten because of her dad though.
We're actually old. That's not old. What? We're not old.
What?
No, because you guys said she was 20. I was like, wait, how old am I?
You ain't even turned 23 yet, bro.
Bro, don't if I want to.
Nah.
Like, as Jermaine said, like, bro, you just
got to get used to it. I hear it still.
Yeah, because now all these footballers, like, bro, a lot of them were actually older than. Like,
yeah.
I'm older than Palmer, I'm older than Nonny, I'm older than Chukwuemeka. Bro. I'm older than Gusto.
How old's Gusto?
I think he's like 20.
20, 21.
20?
Yeah, still.
Swear. Yeesh.
No, yeah, it was mad. I don't even know.
Older than Saka. Better than
all of these, man.
Garnacho, Mane. I mean, they're still kids, but...
Hoyland.
Yeah.
Hoyland? How old is he?
21.
Goodness me.
He doesn't look 21, though.
Right. Nah, yeah, he looks... But he's buzz.
So is Palmer. The hell?
You know Palmer's black.
Yeah, he's mixed race, yeah.
Fair enough. For
St. Kitts or something. No, it's Jamaica.
Yeah, St. Kitts or something like that, yeah. His dad's mixed.
I swear he had the Jamaica flag on his boots.
I don't know.
No, he's not Jamaican.
He had a flag on his boots, though.
He's not Jamaican.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's not Jamaican.
Did you see the boots, though?
No, but I know he's not Jamaican.
I thought it was Jamaican because he did that TikTok. Where he came in the TikTok room.
Yeah, but that could be a Caribbean thing, innit?
That was a Jamaica song, though.
It's a Caribbean thing, innit?
That's what I thought it was Jamaican. I
don't know. I asked you, man, for a song on a group chat. Nobody can answer me.
Did you listen to that VN?
No.
It was like 70% background, 30% voice.
Oh, yeah, I did.
But I don't know how to change that, you know?
What do you mean? Where were you?
I was at the gym.
What do you expect?
But like...
Just Shazam it, bro.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't...
Unless it was quick.
Playing in the gym.
Huh?
You think it was playing in the gym?
Where was it playing?
I just couldn't hear it. It was just off my head.
Oh, you were singing it?
I was humming it.
Oh, and that was back here. No one was going to hear that, bro.
If I find the VN, bro. No one's deciphering that. But another way.
Yeah, if you find it, yeah. That's it there.
Tell us if you can decipher this song.
Please, this let second, me, let me know in the comments.
7 second VN, yeah? You know this song that goes like...
Like, there's music playing in the background. How are we supposed to hear that's what you're pathetic. Humming?
No, but you know when I listen back to it, I can hear the song I'm singing.
Because you know what you're humming, it, yeah.
Nah, bro, like, I actually can't tell the name of the song.
Did you,
who is this?
Did you watch Three Shots episode with the TikTok lads?
Sorry?
The Three Shots episode with the TikTok lads.
No. Bro, I've got stupid messages now. It's pissing me off.
Are you watching Shogun right now? Are you up to date?
No, I'm not up to date.
Bro, that show is too sick. That show is too sick. Every episode is unpredictable.
That's what I need, unpredictable.
Every episode is unpredictable.
What are they on now, six?
Eight. Yeah, eight episodes came out yesterday or 2 days ago. Sick, bro.
Yeah, I need to catch up. I need to rewatch a couple. Disney Plus in it, yeah.
Yeah.
What is Shogun?
It's like... Is it
animated?
Like, no, it's no, Japanese. Like back in the day, it's like it was an Edo era. Mm. It's like back when they're samurais and stuff like that. It's sick, though, bro. It's sick.
Yeah, they're likening it to Game of Thrones.
Sick, bro.
And I see the comparisons.
Yeah, because it's like a power struggle type of thing. Who wants to reign, be king, whatever, or be shogun? I guess. Mm. Sick, bro. Sick, bro. I'm telling you.
I feel like that's just someone's name, Shogun. Shogun.
What does it mean?
It's
power within.
It's like a war general. It's like
that sounds realistic, but you made it up.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I literally researched it.
Okay, when?
Check it, bro.
Okay.
I just told you what it meant, so clearly you are wrong.
So we should just believe you and not believe
you. Honest, power within. What I said, I said power within. It's not an anime, bro.
Shogun meaning.
What does it mean, bro?
You were nowhere close.
Power within.
Read it out, bro.
Sorry.
Dembele, PSG or Barca?
Dembele hit the post.
Hereditary commander-in-chief in feudal Japan.
Exactly.
Sorry?
Exactly, you said.
Does that align with power? What did you say?
Power
within.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, nigga. That's wrong.
That's shit, bro.
Yeah, I need to catch up.
So what's in the cinema? Have actually any of you watched the... I know you spoke about it off camera. Have you guys watched the theatre thing, that show?
No, I haven't. Because the prices you sent me, I saw as well. And I was like, oh, please.
Also because I don't know what it's about. So like...
I don't know what it's
about. That doesn't really matter. I think
it does. It's
for bad boys, so it's racism, obviously.
Yeah.
But like...
Or oppression or something.
I think it was about suicide.
Oh, sugar, yeah.
That's the name.
Yeah, the name for the black boy something.
But Ronnie's actually good, but like...
Yeah.
Now that I deep it. I first heard about this like last year.
Yeah, because it was around last year. They brought it back.
Yeah.
Last year, my old workplace. That's when I heard about it.
People said it's good, but it's not amazing.
I've heard 10 out of 10.
From who?
From a few people.
Were they black?
Yeah. Everyone that I know has gone to watch it is black.
I got told about it by my manager who was white. Or my manager who was white.
There's a few.
I was surprised that she even knew about it.
There's a few plays in the theatre that are mainly black productions. And all the Shifters as well.
I've heard of that.
My friend went to watch that. I can't remember the name of the other one.
There's like this football one.
Football?
Yeah. I saw like on stage, it was like goal nets and stuff like that. I don't know.
Goal nets?
Yeah. But obviously not big ass ones, but. Like small ones. There was something about that. Have you even watched that Michael Ward film that just came out?
It's rubbish.
A Beautiful Game.
Yeah, I was never going to watch it, but...
It's so rubbish.
I had that sense that it was crap.
Oh my God, it's so crap, man. But then again, I'm actually just like... Not the best critique, but I think it's crap.
Is it like a Rashford story? Like, you know the Rashford story on FIFA?
Bro, it's like, so dumb. I feel like it's for children. It's not for us, bro. It's so rubbish.
What is it?
It's a football show.
Oh, Barcelona scored.
Oh,
pretty.
Who? Laman.
Who is this? I can't see who it is yet.
Bro, it's a football show, but it's based around homeless people.
It's Christensen still.
got subbed on like 10 minutes ago.
Defender.
Sorry, hold on. A football show based on...
Bro, like, homeless so people.
Yeah, because I saw that. I saw, like, on the jersey, it was, like, Homeless World Cup, something like that.
Yeah, it's a Homeless World Cup. So it's homeless people that have been picked to play for a World... Like, represent a country at a World Cup based in Rome. It's so dumb. I don't know why Michael Ward took this role.
Do you know what I've realised about actors, yeah? It's, like, exactly the money thing, innit? Like, it's like any other job. Like, if you're not getting roles... And then a role lands in your lap and you're like, it's not the best, but you need a payday. You have to take it.
No, like, yeah, he's the lead, but bro, I'm not gonna lie. He needs something that will like
catapult his career in it.
One, that, but two, make him do something different.
Range.
Yeah, he needs more range. Cause he's actually like, if you watch Top Boy, Blue Story and this, you'll think he's the same character.
Yeah.
To be fair, some actors, it depends on your lane, some actors don't actually want range. Like, look at Jason Statham. He's just straight action. That's his bag.
No, but bro, like, deep it. Blue Story, Top Boy, and then the homeless thing are two different things.
He's done other stuff as well.
But the range, I haven't liked to watch. These are the only three things I watched. The range wasn't there for me. Mm. And I think he's a good actor. But like, it weren't hitting for me. I won't even lie.
The thing is, he definitely auditions for other things, but he's not that type of actor where like they have a pitch for a movie and they call him. This specific actor. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? He's not there yet.
No, he
has to audition. But if, do you know what I'm saying?
I feel like he needs to go to like America, man. That'll bring out range for him.
Yeah.
These British shows, I think he needs to get out of that.
Then again, there's like a lot of, as a black actor coming up, there's not really many roles that you can get. Like, how many other actors his age, like black actors his age, are like shooting up right now?
There's only two. Daniel Kaluuya.
But he's not his age.
Samson Idris. How old is he? Both not his age. How old is he?
Michael Ward
is like in 30? His 20s. Is he in his 20s?
Like, what? 26?
He's like in his late 20s.
What?
Michael Ward.
Yeah.
How can you look at me and think he's 30, bro?
I thought he was 30. Look at Damson. Would you think he's 30?
No, but like, we've been told Damson's age, though. That's the thing. This one, like,
I thought he was 30, yeah.
Now, remember when you're seeing the carnival snaps as well and all that? Yeah, that's why I was like, yeah, this guy's no way he's over 25, 26.
But that's who he's competing with, though. Like, Damson, Daniel, that's who, if he's going to go to America, that's who he's competing with. That's his category. Think about it. Who else?
I don't think so. I feel like those two, they're clear of him, so they're getting better roles.
Daniel Kaluuya's, Damson is not on Daniel Kaluuya's level yet.
Not yet.
Kaluuya's on another level.
Kaluuya's actually on another level. From what you told me, you said he has a Grammy.
An Oscar.
Yeah.
Levels. But Damson's getting there, I won't even lie.
Oscar level?
He's getting big roles. I don't think he's getting anything
Oscar
level. I don't think he's
getting Oscar level yet, man.
Because he's not leading anything yet.
Because even that F1 film, he's not the lead. Brad Pitt's
not the lead, yeah.
You get it? I mean, unless he gets like a best supporting actor.
He's definitely like a supporting in that.
Yeah, he's a supporting role.
Think about it. Best supporting, best actor. There's a difference in quality.
Nah.
There is.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah, that's a huge film, though.
There's no difference in... If you get an Oscar, you get an Oscar.
Yes, but that's a huge film though, Oppenheimer. Yeah, but look at their budget. It was how much? Like, what, 200 million or something like that?
Yeah, and then look at Daniel Kaluuya's film. That Judas film didn't have a budget like that.
What did he get? Best actor?
Yeah, and he was the lead.
Was he?
Yeah, he was the lead.
Who directed it?
I can't remember who directed it, but he was the lead in it. He played, I can't remember the guy, and it's really bad because it's like black history, but he played one important guy from the Black Panther days.
Yeah, see, Kaluuya gets lead.
I've never watched that film, by the way.
What? I haven't watched that.
Yeah.
You need to watch that. It's even got Lakeith Stanfield, he's cold.
I don't like watching films about racism. Yeah.
Neither do I. Or slavery.
I don't like watching films about slavery. I can watch a film about slavery, but I can't rewatch it.
Yeah, you watch something else?
I can only watch it once. Like, it's not like 12 Years a Slave.
I didn't watch
Never watched it.
Fez.
Even Django, I don't want to watch it.
Never
Django, I can rewatch because it's actually like, it's like a slave, but he becomes a hero. So it's kind of sick, though. It's actually a really good film.
Tarantino
directed, yeah, he directed that. He's a very good film. I can rewatch that. But stuff about actual slavery, like they're trying to show you what happened in the past, I can't do that.
I swear, Will Smith did one.
That was terrible.
Emancipation or something like that.
Yeah, that was terrible.
and they've got Bad Boys 4 coming out.
I think that's so like
that's a money grab though.
So washed.
That's a money grab. I'm not gonna lie.
Even the last one was crap.
Rubbish. It's not. It's what do you think it's meant to be though? It's a comedy. It's not action.
It's crap.
It's an action comedy. Yeah.
It's crap. No one's watching that for action. Realistically,
bro, I don't laugh at those films.
You would.
No. Yeah, not anymore, man.
Kind of like the films I laugh at are mainly casted by white people. They are though. When it comes to comedy, I can't lie, they are better. They are better though. Look at Weird and Millers. That's one of the funniest films that I've watched.
I can't agree.
You can't agree. No. Obviously, like the rom-coms have got their funny films here and there, but on average,
no. Like when I'm talking about comedy, like for me, it's black actors only. Or the black comedians is for me, innit?
Yeah, comedians, not films.
Like, I don't know any comedies.
So name a comedy with black people in it.
Series. I don't know any comedies.
Fairs.
Series, like, okay.
Like, I'm not a comedy person. I don't watch comedies. I
hear it. But even Mastered stuff...
is still posting. Oh, my days.
The Insta, you got to be on the app for it to fully post, apparently. Oh, TikTok. Yeah,
why is it posting still?
Most of the films that I've laughed at, I can't lie, it's been white people that have been most of the cast. Made up most of the cast, I'm not going to lie. Because the black rom-coms, I don't laugh too much. Like, a chuckle here and there, but it's not belly laughter, like deep belly laughter.
No, I don't laugh at any films like that.
You don't?
No, if I want to laugh, I'll go on TikTok.
Fairs.
Yeah, films, nah.
I'll just rewatch stuff. Like stuff like Think Like a Man, it's funny. Think Like a Man 2 is funny.
Yeah.
You know, them type of films. But even actors like that, like Kevin Hart, he's not doing the same thing anymore.
He's not.
I don't see him anymore.
I don't think he's cut out for acting.
He's doing other stuff. The thing is, because he's a big star, not an actor, like he's a big star, they'll put him in anything.
Yeah.
Right now.
Because he'll get them views.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't even say he's not an actor, bro. Like, he's been in bad films.
Okay, name one quality performance from Kevin Hart.
There's one where he was with... I think I actually watched it through TikTok. I actually haven't watched the whole film. I don't think.
Gotta say Jumanji.
No.
Do
I look like a Jumanji type of dad, bro?
He was funny in Jumanji.
Yeah, in the first one.
I didn't watch it, to be fair. Are you going to say the one where he was a dad and his wife died?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so which one? The new one on Netflix.
It's one where he was taking care of a disabled man.
Okay, fair. That was a good film.
The
Upside. That's a good film. What film is that? Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. He's a disabled person.
I don't think I've ever watched that.
That was a good film.
That come out?
Years ago. I'll give it like 2016. The time
Upside.
Like. It's actually
is it a comedy film?
Yeah, it's a comedy film still.
Never watched that.
I thought that was a good film.
Yeah, 2017.
To be fair,
that was actually a funny film. I'll give it to him. Fairs, okay. Yeah, but on average, I don't even like comedies that much. I wouldn't go for a film.
I would go for a comedy. Like, there's stuff like Bullet Train.
Bullet Train is a comedy.
I watched it for the wrong reason. That's the thing. I watched it because I wanted to see quality.
Yeah.
I was just seeing jokes.
I like films like that know what they are. They don't try to be something like they didn't go out making that film thinking we're trying to go for an Oscar. They didn't go out for that. Just good. They just did it to make people laugh in it.
I feel like that's what we tried to do with Don't Look Up.
Don't Look Up is a funny film.
Yeah, but it's too star-studded for it not to be Oscar level. Like, there's too many stars in it. I'm sure they tried to get up there.
But they did not try. The only reason they did it is because it's Netflix. Netflix pay these guys bag.
Yeah.
That's the only reason all of them did it.
Yeah, that's true.
They only paid, like, bro, they only did it for the money. But I found that film funny. Timothée Chalamet's in that, and he was funny in it.
What? He's in Bullet Train?
No, Don't Look Up.
Oh,
yeah.
I never saw that guy there. But yeah, like for me, the black rom coms aren't even my real vibe no more because they don't really come out no more like that.
Yeah, they're not as good as they were back in the 90s.
No chance. Like even the actresses, like it's just nah.
It's because the acting pool's not the same.
Like, bro, even the actresses, like that era, like the amount of black women that were just cream of the crop. Now it's like
Nia Long, Regina Hall, Regina King.
It's because they all went mainstream.
Mainstream?
They all went mainstream.
Oh yeah, because of money.
Dude. Exactly. Like most all these black actors.
Look at Lorenz Tate on Power.
I'm so confused right now. Who went mainstream?
All these black actors from the 90s that went all these 90s films.
Look at...
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the next gen now. Where are they?
Oh, I hear it still.
Nowhere to be seen. Yeah, there's nowhere to be seen.
I don't see the actresses, like, these black actresses.
Nah, there's nowhere to be seen.
I only know Coco Jones off her. And then, like, who's the one, the Zuri? I ain't seen her nothing. Sky Jackson.
No, wait, what? One
said Zuri.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Black Panther. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. What's her name again?
What is her name? Letitia Wright. What were you about to say? LaToya.
That's crazy. But yeah, like...
She's not a good actor, bro.
Like, I ain't really seen her enough in after
Letitia?
That.
Letitia?
No, the other one.
Sky Jackson?
Yeah.
I've only seen her in Jesse, so...
Yeah. Do you get it, so...
But she didn't act anymore.
Yeah, and really small stuff.
I don't know what she does in it.
Did you not even watch the second season of Bel-Air? The new one.
I didn't finish the first.
You finished the first?
Don't think I finished the first. So no, I'm sure I finished the first. Yeah, I finished the first. I was seeing TikToks of the second season, but I just like, nah, this ain't my vibe.
Yeah, when it comes to series, I feel like cast that are predominantly black, that's their bag. My Wife and Kids, Fresh Prince.
Where's the My Wife and Kids? Like, where are these shows?
Yeah, you can't replicate that.
No, our TV fell off, you know.
You can't replicate
like
that.
Disney Channel, I don't even know what they show on there now.
I feel sorry for the kids. To be fair, they don't even watch Disney. They watch like YouTube and that, or TikTok.
YouTube fell off as well.
But what are they watching on there, though?
God knows, because YouTube fell off. YouTube fell off badly.
My Wife and Kids.
Like, who's the next... No, I don't even want to say that, but like, where are the people at for YouTube? I think it's just TikTok now. That's the next gen thing, TikTok.
That's sad.
I just like, rah, like, no long form content anymore. Like, our brain spans can't take long form content anymore.
Yeah, because everyone's watching 15 second TikToks or scrolling through. It's like, you can't concentrate for longer than that.
Yeah, it diminishes our attention span.
Nah, yeah, it's media still. TV nowadays.
That's why no one watches TV. Well, I watch TV. Well, no. I watch series and films. I don't watch TV unless it's football.
Unless it's football, my TV's off.
You don't watch series, to be fair.
The only reason I even watched that film today is because I had time on my hands.
What film?
I didn't go into work today.
Yeah, what film?
What film?
The Beautiful Game film.
Oh, you watched it today?
Oh, you watched it today.
I fell asleep during it. Nah. Yeah, I fell asleep during it.
Thinking back, Michael definitely got paid for that.
Why do you think he took the role?
But he got paid.
Why do you think he got paid?
Netflix,
bro.
Netflix just pay people, man.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, great, I guess. But, like, maybe that's why he left Top Boy. Because, boy.
When did he leave?
He left Top Boy last season.
Season 2, yeah. Season 2 was last season.
They killed him off.
Wow, 2 years ago.
You think they killed him off?
Season 3. Wait, what?
There's 3 seasons.
There's 4 seasons.
4?
I don't know how many seasons.
But he left in the penultimate season.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was like 2 years ago that came out.
Yeah. And The Beautiful Game came out this year, didn't it? Bro, that's the reason why they killed him off. There's no other reason. No chance.
Yeah, they probably killed him off because he wanted to pursue other things.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting to see what is his next thing, and to see this is like, nah.
Yeah. The thing is, you'd hate
underwhelming.
Yeah. You'd hate to be typecasted as an actor.
Mm,
yeah. I feel like that's what's happened to him. If it's not a gang thing. Like that other guy, the one that's in Blue Story, the other lead.
Yeah.
He's in that new film, Gassed Up or something like that.
Yeah.
Like he's been typecasted
Gassed
as well.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's another gang thing.
What's Gassed Up? By who?
I don't know where it's coming. I think it's coming out in cinemas. I don't know.
Oh, I actually didn't even watch the Daniel Kaluuya film that he made. That was directed.
The Kitchen.
Yeah, with Sully.
Kano.
Yeah. I didn't even watch that. Apparently, it's rubbish, though.
It's all the same thing, innit? It's all gangs, crimes, and stuff like that.
Yeah, they need to stop that, you know?
Yeah.
But the guy that wrote Blue Story, what's his name?
Ratman. Yeah.
Why did I hear Batman?
Ratman.
Ratman. He's writing some superhero film.
series, no?
Series or film. Series. I don't know, bruv.
Looks kind of cold, though.
It looks decent.
No, but to be fair, it's a trailer, so it's going to look better than it
probably is. It's different. Yeah, it looks different.
Like, I'll watch it, but like... Nah, I don't know. But you have to give it a chance. That's the thing. Like, are we hating on black creators right now?
No, we're not.
Watch it, but I feel like people need to step out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, I think that's him doing that though.
Right, to an extent.
A super whatever film.
Yeah,
that's what you need to do. What? Step out of your comfort zone, bro. Watch a film where...
What's it got to do?
Watch a film where it doesn't matter what the cast look like. Remember what you said last time.
Watched Dune too, no?
Because we said we want to watch it. Because everyone else was interested.
I was not dragged. I literally said that, cool, if you lot are going, then I'll watch it. That's why I watched it, yeah. Exactly. You didn't drag me there. Come on.
You watched number one like 2 days before you watched number two.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You watched number one because we said we were all going to watch number
exactly.
two.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my point.
But like, only two of you lot have watched... Only like two or three of you have watched it. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, if it's a link up, let me actually watch it.
Exactly. Okay. So if the man weren't going, you wouldn't have watched it.
Facts.
That's the point.
Facts. No point.
What's the score?
3-2 still. It's about to end.
About to end?
Yeah.
If it's about to end, what's the bloody time right now?
That's sad.
8:10.
That is tough.
No, I actually have work tomorrow.
Same.
Unless I actually call in sick again.
Oh, you didn't work? Oh.
No, I called in sick today.
I thought you worked from home still.
No, I called in sick.
I'm not trying to call in sick too much.
This is my first time I've actually called in sick and not worked. Like, anytime I'm sick, I'll work from home. But I said today, nah, sick day.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't go in today?
I didn't go in today, I didn't work. First. It's the first time I've done it since I joined this work place.
Would it not have been smart to use that for tomorrow?
Nah, because, yes. Yeah, but like, I was just generally not feeling today.
I do hear it still.
To be fair, that is dead though, because that means you're home, office, home. You could have been home.
It's no, because I might do it tomorrow as well now.
is that not suspect?
To do 2 days sick.
Or to be fair, you've never been sick before.
I've never been sick and not worked. Do you know what I mean? So like, if I do... Oh no, there's a leaving thing tomorrow.
Someone's leaving?
Yeah.
You know them well?
Nah. Like he's part of my team, innit? He's the manager's manager.
Okay, first.
Sort of thing. So, like, everyone in our team is going, damn.
Yeah, but if it's in the evening...
No, it's during lunch. Then a girl that's leaving, my good friend in the workplace, she's leaving. So she's doing bowling and all that. Oh, damn, I even forgot about that. You know, you just realise you double booked.
Shy! I said work friends. Damn.
I just realised I double booked. Oh, I'm finished, man.
I need a calendar. I'm not going to lie. Because I've been doing that as well recently.
I've actually double booked.
I've been telling people, yeah, I'll come there, but I've got something else on the same day, bro.
I'm double booked.
It's just double booked. That's just mad grown, isn't it?
Yeah. Stop writing stuff down. Get a journal, bro.
You got a journal?
No. I don't have a problem remembering stuff, though.
What?
Like, places I need to be.
Oh, okay. I was about to say...
Or like things I need to do, I don't have problems remembering it.
I was about to say, because you know how many times I said, Benz, remember this time? He's like, I don't remember. That happens almost every single week, bro. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, my days, man.
Oh, I'm actually in shit, man. What? Actually double booked.
Just make a decision, Brisky.
Hello?
And don't look back.
Nah, but you know, it's the last leaving, I didn't go. I cancelled last minute. I didn't go in it. I'm not even talking about the lunch one. Like, forget that. That's not important. I'm talking about the leaving that's after us. So we're meant to be going bowling or something.
Tomorrow at lunchtime?
No, after.
Oh, there's one at lunch, one after.
Yeah, there's two. Yeah.
That's so one, kind of full on, though.
Yeah, the one that's bowling and, like, I think Nando's or something, that's my G at work. Like, that's my G, innit?
But can you go to one and not go to the other?
No, the lunchtime one is not important.
Oh.
Like, I was just doing that because, like, I'm always antisocial, let me just go. But if I'm not going to work, that's not a problem. I'm still obviously going to go to the after work one.
Mm. Wouldn't that be sus, though?
No, because not everyone's going to go.
I was going to say, it depends who's there, isn't it?
Yeah,
not everyone's going to go. No, yeah, like, this is just, like, a group of us.
I didn't even tell you lot. Well, I told you lot. I didn't tell them lot. I actually broke my rib.
I promise right now, I promise to
you. You forgot?
Benzo didn't know.
When'd you break what do you mean rib? You didn't know?
When'd you break a rib?
What do you mean you didn't know that I broke my bone?
When'd you break a rib? How'd that happen?
Nah, that's ridiculous. Nah, I have to actually take that.
When did you say that?
Sit down, group.
It was a red snap on snap, bro.
Was that today?
I should leave this room right now. Today.
Today is crazy.
It was...
I don't remember when you sent it though, but like...
It was a Saturday, not the Saturday gone, the one before that. The 31st of March or 30th of March. Something like that. It was my cousin's stag do and we were in Shoreditch playing Zorb football. You know what Zorb football is, isn't it? Bubble football.
Oh.
Bubble football in like a pitch the size of like a goals pitch. Five-a-side goals pitch.
Wait, is bubble football when you're in the bubbles? Yeah. And oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And before we started, one of my cousins was like, oh, can you get hurt playing this? And when I heard the question, I was like, surely not. I didn't say anything because I ain't played before. And my cousin that's played was like, yeah, you can. I'm like, how the hell do you get hurt playing bubble football, bro? You're protected by a bubble. Like, the bubble stops at, like, your waist. So, like, waist down, exposed. Start playing now, first game. Goals, assists, whatever. Second game, got targeted. Matt Fez, whatever it is. Used to that. And then I've got the ball now.
It's, this thing dumb. It didn't even post.
What?
Sorry, continue though.
We'll post I even saw that. Yeah, I had the ball and I took my time. It was them ones like I just had like my studs on top of the ball, just searching, scanning for options. Someone's come from behind. Someone's come from the front at the same time. And they both collapsed me at the same time. And I just found myself looking at the sky like 2 seconds later. And I'm like, fuck. But 10 seconds later, I was like, I can't guard like this. Let me get up and play again. Played the rest of the game. Came off. I was like, no, this pain is mad. I started feeling around on my rib. And I could feel bones loose. Like, I could feel them moving around. I'm like, you look, I can feel stuff moving around my rib. Like, is this normal? Everyone's like, raw, like, just rest for the rest of the session. Rested. Went to... You remember the Jimmy's on the O2?
Jimmy's yes. is the worst.
Yeah, yeah, it's crap. It's crap.
Jimmy's so is dead. The worst so restaurant. Mid. We went to, like, one birthday thing. That is so crazy.
Is that a buffet place?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember we went? Oh, why?
I went there again recently. Yeah, it's really bad.
Jimmy's is crap. So I don't even know how they're still there.
I don't know.
It's because it's a buffet.
Bro, Jimmy's is crap. Bro, it's always packed out. Packed.
Last time I went, I saw guys there with plates upon plates.
Yeah.
Like, people just feast there.
Yeah, because they give you a 2-hour slot.
Oh, fair enough.
So you got to pack in as much as you can, innit?
Yeah.
And it's like, what, 20 quid? Something yeah. like that. And then plus drink. Cool. Had food. And then I've gone home. That's the day United are playing Brentford. I was watching it with my dad. Got home, told him the story. I'm like, sat, like, I crashed my ribs. I don't know what happened. I said, I think they're broken. But because he couldn't see me visibly in pain, he's like, they ain't broken. Take some ibuprofen. I'm like, do you know the pain that I'm in right now? You see African parents, like, if they don't see you crying or screaming, they think, oh, you're calm. But I was just firming it. Told my mum, told my sister. And then... In fact, before I get to it, I don't know, it was kind of like a heartwarming feeling because I said, I'm going to A&E. My dad was like, do you want to come with me? I was like, nah, it's cool. My sister was like, do you want to come with me? I was like, nah, it's cool. Mom was like, do you want to come with me? I'm like, nah, it's cool. I like the fact that they all offered. I know it's my family, but I like the fact that they all offered to come with me to the A&E. I was like, nah, don't worry, man. It's not that deep.
Nobody,
pain was peak.
Nobody
was
would have
like,
come with me.
Yeah, I was like, nah, don't worry. It's never that serious.
Nobody would have come
yeah, with me. I was like, never that serious. Gone there. And then I'm queuing up to see the receptionist, give me a note. They said, go sit there. Saw the nurse. Bro, the first nurse I saw, they were like, what happened? I was giving her the rundown. She weren't even listening, bro. She was taking my blood pressure. I swear to you, as I was finishing the story, she was like, yeah, go sit over there. As I was talking, she cut me off. Yeah, go sit over there, wait for the next nurse. I'm like, isn't it your job to hear what's wrong with me? But
I feel like their job is just to make sure like you're not about to die.
Yeah, probably.
So they're just taking your blood pressure. If it's not that deep, be like, yeah, go sit down, go wait for someone else.
But she cut me off. I'm like, bro, I'm not valued.
Like, no, the is though, like they can't do anything for you there.
They can't, but at least hear what the patient's got to say at the minimum, though.
No, because like if you walked in by yourself,
they can tell you're not about to die.
They know you're not about to die, so you're not urgent.
It's
fair enough, it's true.
So you're not urgent. So that's how they assess it. But it's just, the NHS A&E is just terrible. I don't even lie. Like, I've been there and I've waited time.
Bro.
Like, that's why I don't go, that's actually why I just don't go.
I hear it. That's why I was hesitant, but I was
like, I'm there and it's like, okay, cool. Like, what in the end, what did they do for you?
I'll get there.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll get there. So I went to sit down again. I was talking to one brother, telling me a story. He's like, oh, mate. I was out with the lads last night, went for a beer, came home, stood on some glass. Glass has gone straight from my foot. I'm like, Jesus Christ. He showed me his foot, completely red with bandage or whatever. Talking to my man, whatever, passing time. He's gone to see the next nurse. Then I've gone to see the next nurse. The next nurse has given me a bit more information, much more informative. He's talking about, broken ribs, bruised ribs. I think he called it a contusion or something like that. Maybe that's the wrong word. But he was like, if it's bruised, rest it. Ibuprofen, paracetamol, all that stuff. If it's broken, you would have heard the crack or you can feel the crack. Like I said, at goals, I could feel something moving around. So it was definitely a crack. So I was like, I could feel a crack. He was like, it's broken. So he was like, go wait for an x-ray. Wait for an x-ray. This is like over the span of like 5 hours, by the way.
Yeah, they just take too long. Everything.
Yeah, it was mad. Oh, long. Wait for the x-ray. Before I got the x-ray, the nurse was like, wait for an x-ray, but the x-ray can only pick up your lungs. The x-ray won't pick up damage to your ribs. I'm like,
so what am I doing?
My rib cage is a makeup of bones. You're telling me an x-ray can't pick up damage to bones?
No, that even sounds stupid.
That doesn't make sense. It's a bone.
I had an x-ray and I had my ribs in the x-ray. So what are they even saying?
How can't an x-ray pick up damage to bones? I'm like, I didn't say this. This is my head. I'm like, okay, I'll wait for the x-ray. Wait for the x-ray. And then I searched up on the NHS website to see if what the nurse said cross-checked with what the website said. And it was word for word. He was like, if it's broken, you can feel it or hear it. I was like, my ribs broken. What am I still doing here?
Yeah.
So I detailed broken. I just left. It's like 3 a.m. Gone home.
Oh, you didn't wait for them to say anything?
No. It was broken. What are they going to tell me? Like you said, what are they going to do?
They could dress it.
They're going to... There's no dressing, bro.
I saw you get that whole bandage across your thing.
No.
Well, you didn't wait for it.
Bro, my cousin's a doctor. She told me. They wouldn't address it. They would have given me ibuprofen, paracetamol, and told me to rest it.
Fizz.
Got home. Everyone's still awake. What happened? Told them to run down. Everyone gave me, I think it was Cuprofen or something like that. Ibuprofen or paracetamol. I couldn't even sleep lying down. I had to sit like this on my bed. If I lie down, it's too much pressure. It was crazy. And then, that was that day. And then I was just severely drugged up on ibuprofen since then, even today.
First.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still out?
Oh, broski. I'm just...
Where?
Chill out, bro. He even got a bit excited with his knuckles, like, cool down. Why have you got a plaster on your thumb, though? What happened there?
Bro, like
Spider-Man.
No. Is man alright? No, like,
you never know.
Spider-Man with your fun.
Hey, guys got different methods.
Number one.
You're disgusting, man. So it's still broken, but the worst thing is I can't go gym. That's what's killing me, man. Oh, that's what's killing me. But I might go back early, I can't lie to you.
How long are you resting for?
It said 3 to 6 weeks, but I cannot wait 6 weeks. It's been 1.5. I'll wait by the end of next week. Like, I can't bear the fact of looking at myself getting smaller. It drives me crazy.
No, God, I actually have body dysmorphia. Not to make this about.
Maybe that's what that is, though. Is that?
No, what you're describing is completely different.
I'm saying I can't bear the fact of looking at myself getting smaller.
Oh, no. I guess it's kind of body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is like sort of, not severe, but like it's like I'm not happy with my body at all.
Oh, even now?
Bro.
Oh, because you're still trying to get bigger though.
But that's crazy.
It's like, not crazy though. Like, I don't think that's crazy.
No, like, but I'm not happy. Like I feel like I'm small, bro.
No, but that's why you're in the gym to get bigger though. Because you'll get to a point where you're happy though.
Yeah, I don't think you will. I think that's what happens at the gym.
You're always chasing your pump.
Deep
what I just said.
Yeah, that's
you're always chasing your pump. And you will never be your pump.
Really?
Yeah.
You will never be your pump.
Obviously you'll never be your pump, but I got to a point where I was like, okay, this is cool.
Mm.
That was me, but I don't know, it might be different for you.
No, like I look at my arms and I think, yo, you're small, bro.
Yeah, but when they get to a sizable point, you'll be like, cool.
I've been in the gym for a year and I'm still not happy.
A year's not that long though, in the grand scheme of things.
Like the progress to get big. To see your arms at.
Yeah, after a year.
I think my arms are
after a year, my arms weren't anything that
I think
to shout about.
I think everything's whack. The only thing I'm liking right now are my legs.
Shoulders?
Shoulders are just natural.
So it's just arms then? Chest?
The chest is crap.
But is it getting there though?
I don't even know.
You must know, bruv. Come on.
Generally, I don't know.
Are you lifting heavier?
It probably is.
Bruh, I stopped taking creatine though.
Why?
Why?
I don't even know.
Come on, man. You're saying why are your arms not getting... Come on.
You don't need creatine to me.
You don't need it. That's the thing, but I don't want to rely on it. You don't need it. What do you eat though? Do you eat a lot of protein?
Bruh. That's how I cut this. So I was opening... my salmon, I have a salmon tin.
Yeah.
So I have a tin of tuna and a tin of salmon.
Tuna's crazy. Disgusting.
Not together, but like.
Both of them are disgusting.
Yeah.
Individually.
Yeah.
Nah. But like, I've tried to now up my calories. I've decided I'm bulking. Like, full time bulking. Don't care about abs.
Welcome.
I'm going to try and do my midsection though, like, and hopefully it comes in it.
Yeah, because I don't think cutting makes sense.
No, it don't make sense to me.
When you're like, when you're just starting out of the gym, like imagine you're just starting out of the gym in like December and you're trying to cut for summer. You're not even big at all. Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So for me, it's like, I'm not cutting. So why am I? Like, I'll do cardio still, but I'm not cutting.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be eating still. So I said, cool, let me buy salmon tins, tuna tins every week. I'll buy eggs every week. I'll buy chicken every week. So I try to open up the salmon tin with my can opener.
Mm-hmm. You should have smiled.
Oh, that's what it's not.
Oh, carry on.
But yeah. I saw the
carry on, bro. Why are you distracted?
I was trying to open the tin and the can opener broke.
Yeah.
Don't know how, but it broke. So obviously now you have to get a knife and just bang around each time.
Yeah.
So now it's got to a point where you can try and lift it, yeah. So as I've tried to lift it, the edge of the thing has like pierced into my thumb.
Because
obviously it's sharp. So yeah, that's how I cut my thumb today.
Should have continued using a knife, man.
No, like I used it, but like you got a deep, it's actually long. Like
I hear it.
You have to keep banging every point. Now it's just long. So I tried to open it and just wasn't opening.
Are you doing meal prep?
No, I don't meal prep.
You used to, don't it?
No.
Yeah, you did. You said snap, bro. You used to do meal prep.
Yeah, it must have been cut. I've never meal prepped. I just. It's not meal prep, but it's like I'll cook every day, some sort of vibe. But like, even then, I'm sure I did it for like 2 days.
Mm.
Yeah, I meal prep. Cooking every day is long.
You meal prep?
Yeah, but not like
what
meal prep. I'll like make set like lunch for like the week. I used to do like I'll make lunch and dinner. I ended up making like 10 tubs of food, but I couldn't do that every week. So I just made like 5, and then for like dinner or something, I'll just have like a bunch of boiled eggs or something like that.
Mm.
And then that's it. I'll be real.
What's your breakfast?
Overnight oats with like protein powder. What's it? Greek yogurt.
Mm.
Just anything that has protein, to be honest. And then that's it.
Well, you're sticking to that. Like,
yeah. Overnight oats is easy to make.
Facts.
Very much easy to me. Bro, you just put in everything you want in there and just shake it, put it in the fridge. That's what I do. That's it. That's what I do. I used to layer it in a proper dip. Took too long. Shake it. It doesn't even have to taste nice for me. Like, for me, if I'm bulking, yeah, I don't care.
Same.
I don't care about how it tastes.
Really?
I care about the nutrition.
That's why I can eat the tuna and then can eat salmon. Do you get a tin?
Do you get it?
All I do is put ketchup on it and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Like any, I just put like Nando's peri peri sauce on whatever I'm eating and there we go. Bro,
my breakfast is like 4 eggs, scrambled, a gig of bread with Nando's sauce on it.
That's terrible. Crazy. Bread and Nando's peri peri sauce.
That is terrible. That's actually terrible.
But I put on weight quick though, innit? That's the thing.
I hear it.
I can lose it quick as well, so I don't really mind.
Dude, it's though, like, for me, it's like I've bulked up to this weight now. And it's like, what weight am I trying to bulk up to?
That's what you gotta find out, bro. Like, that's what I did.
I can't bulk to like 80, 85 kg, bro. That's mad.
No, why?
Like, bro, I'll look fat, bro.
No, you won't.
You won't.
Nah, bro. You lot got deeper, though. If you're bulking.
What? How heavy do you think I am?
I don't know.
Hey, how heavy are you?
How heavy do you think I am?
You're definitely
right now.
You're definitely 100.
Under 100, bro.
Under 100.
You're not under 100. You're not under 100.
You haven't gone to the gym in how long, bro?
You're not under 100.
I'm 104.
There we go.
Do I look fat?
No.
Exactly.
Because I'm like 90.
How you gonna look fat at 85?
I'm like 90. 80 to 90.
90?
Yeah, bro.
You put on weight.
Bro. I was shocked myself. I used to weigh like 75.
Yeah.
And I just kept eating. And I wasn't going gym. Yeah, so did you see, get it? Like, see? I wasn't going gym. So I was just eating. And then, yeah, man. 90.
But there is, though. Like, there was a point where you, like, you were a bit chubby on your face, yeah?
Yeah.
But you weren't going gym. So when was it that you lost the weight?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I remember you lost the weight because your face had literally toned up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't.
And now you're 90. Yeah. But your face is not chubby. Oh, fair. You proved my point then. Literally just proved my point.
That what?
That you can bulk up and your face won't get fat like that.
It's dependent on the person though.
My face, like when I go gym, my face gets fuller. Because you know when you're working out and you're making all those gym faces, like you're working out the muscles in your face. You're working out the muscles in your face.
It's not lying though. That could be wrong.
That's why it's better. Yeah, literally. It's better to do that because you work out the muscles in your face.
No, it's true though, because like I'm real, like my face is definitely bulked up from last year, January. It bulked up last year. If you watch episodes from last year, January to like mid of the year,
yeah,
my face completely changed. Like it's completely different to when it was at the start of last year, for real.
Did someone tell you your face got bigger?
Bro, you don't even need to be told. It's clear as day.
Like, yeah, it's clear to yourself.
Let me just show you, man, now, innit? Like,
I actually got told. I was like, raw.
You got told that what?
My face is getting too big. This is like. Maybe last summer, actually. Like, rah, your face is getting round. I was like, rah.
The violin, I don't see that.
Nah, she was mocking it, but my face definitely got bigger, like you said. With the gym, like, and the face muscles and that's true still. I'm not going to lie, I think it's true.
It is still.
Why is it saying that's the amount of views for this week?
Remember when you were saying, if you look at an episode from us, like, a year ago, we look so different.
Bro, my face.
What's a year ago? That's like Team Willa episode, something like that. April last year.
No clue.
Go to the last studio. We look.
Bro, I look different, bro. Like, that's not me. Like, obviously, my teeth, obviously, yeah, but like.
Oh, yeah, too fair.
Okay, fair. To be fair, in this one, I look like fairly the same. But like, when we're in this studio, boy, my face was skinnier.
Go to the girls episode. That was the first one here.
58.
Yeah.
Fair. This one, I look.
Okay.
Do you want to see what I mean, lad? Oh, Fizz. I don't know. This angle still looks sore.
Were you in the gym there, though?
No. I started the gym in
That's December 2020. That's January 2023.
I don't know.
Yeah, I
started the gym in February, so.
The month after that.
Huh?
The month after that.
Yeah. Bro, I don't know. Right now, my face is looking the same to me, but this trim was terrible. Who cut my hair? Yo, who allowed you to actually grow your hair like this, though?
I don't know.
No, who actually allowed you to do this?
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. It just got too high, man. It was crazy. Back towards flipping. I can't even bear to watch that episode.
The first one is crap.
I can't bear to watch it. It's so.
It's crap, isn't it?
It's
crap. Same one.
Yeah. Well, crap is probably a bit heavy, but it's just not good.
Look at the way I was editing. I was
scene for scene.
That's when I was switching camera angles.
Ah.
Man, I said we had different. Man, I said you're on the first episode. And you said nah, not anymore.
Yeah.
That was what did it for you.
Nah. When we came back. Oh, wait, what are you talking about? What first
episode? First one back, bro.
Oh, yeah, that was it, yeah. Just couldn't be arsed on it, bro.
No, yeah, like, gym is what's made my face get full on. That's what's made me probably look a bit older, you know?
Yeah, gym will do that to you still.
Nah, yeah, still, bro. Man said, like, now I'm going to take the bulk serious. Because I've never actually bulked.
Yeah.
Now I've just tried to eat where I can.
The thing is, it's hard for you to bulk. It's hard to bulk and not gain weight, face weight. I'm not going to lie.
No, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I ain't trying to really get a fat face.
Are you eating 3 times a day?
Bruh.
More?
Do I even take protein shakes sometimes?
What?
Well, after gym?
I don't, to be fair.
After gym, before gym, and in the day. Like, I've been to the gym today. Ask me if I've taken a protein shake. Ask me if I've eaten more than twice.
It's not going to be every session, though.
I feel like it's just better to do it.
It's just better to get it down.
That's a huge contribution to your protein intake for the day.
Yeah, like if you get 2 a day, like, you're solid.
Because what's protein? How much protein is in a protein scoop? Like 30?
Depends on the brand.
Yeah. It says 20 grams.
Is it 20 grams? Depends
on the brand. Do you have a weight gain on one?
The way standard with the red, the black top with the red.
Oh, yours gold. Is the red,
red and gold.
Red and gold. You had a gold edition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's high though.
Yeah.
That's like 50. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it's not 50. It cannot.
Is it mass gain? Is it mass gain?
No, not mass gain. No, okay, no.
If it was mass gain,
you've never had a 50 gram protein.
If it was check mass gain.
If mass gain, right, check mass gain.
If mass
gain
has 50 grams, I'll go and get it. Right,
I will
now
go and get it right now.
50 grams.
Mass gain. Oh my god. Mass gain. What's the brand?
Man. Wait. So what, the serious mass one?
Serious mass. What is it?
Let me check.
Unless I'm bugging the hell out.
There's no way there's... I don't think there's one that has 50.
If it's 50, it's per 2 scoops, bro.
What does that say?
Oh, it is, you
what
know.
What is it? Oh, guys.
Oh, I can't lie. That's switching up.
I'm switching up, bro.
I'm doing this, bro.
How many carbs in that, bro?
But if you're broken, why do you care?
257. Wait, how's it going? Yeah. 257.
Carbs.
Yeah, that's heavy.
That's
still.
Calories, 1,269.
Yeah, still.
I'm still getting that.
I told guys, serious mass gain.
Maybe
is
I actually
joke.
Have to be on a serious mass gain thing.
Serious mass gain is
what's
a joke,
my one then?
What? 50 grams?
That's what I'm crazy. Switching up.
When I used to do that in secondary school.
Quick question. Like,
oh, mine was only 24, yeah.
Yeah, mine's like 20 something. Yeah,
switching still. Switching still.
Well, like, quick question here. Would you mind have to date someone that's in the gym?
Date?
Yeah.
I'd have to date someone
that's. Date someone that keeps fit.
Yeah, that keeps fit.
Like Pilates.
I find that so
if,
attractive.
Yeah. Man said
not Pilates to be specific. Keeping fit. Let me specify it. But Pilates is cold though.
It's not for me, innit?
If your babe said, let's go do Pilates, would you say no?
I don't know what it is.
One off session.
It's not just stretching.
Yeah, and all that.
Yeah,
like,
but it's intense though. Bear man will struggle doing Pilates. I won't even lie to you still.
Yeah, here it is.
No, but I can touch my toes now, you know. Pause. But yeah.
Yeah, how's that pause?
No, nah, like, man's bending over and touching toes, like, that's mad.
You just said you could touch
it. No,
wait,
do it, though. I don't believe that, still. Oh, look, now suddenly he's frozen. Do it, bro.
Like, I can do it, but, like, I don't even want to do it on camera like that.
Why? Do it over there, then.
It's, like, mad, like, sus. Bending over for the camera.
I said do it over there, man.
Do you remember where I was before, though?
Yes, I remember where you were. Oh, fairs. Wait. His legs are bent, though.
Is it actually bent like that?
Oh, like fair enough.
Come on. What did you see?
He's done it again.
It's actually not that deep, bro.
He's done it again like it was
oh,
casual.
Oh, my days.
Cool.
Bearing in mind, I couldn't even do it before. So, cool. I did hamstring yesterday, bro.
Okay.
Your legs are still bent.
Your legs are still bent.
Your legs are bent like that.
Yeah.
Not like that,
though. They're bent, though.
Let me show you. They're bent like that. Oh,
yeah, there
shit.
We go.
Yeah,
then again, you have longer arms.
Oh, come on.
Because I can touch my toes.
I've got long legs, though.
And I have longer arms. Yeah, true.
Exactly.
Ah,
oh,
damn.
Yeah.
Do you stretch?
No. But I just feel like, because I was doing hamstrings now, that...
Stretch, bruv. You know your legs will actually extend if you stretch, bro.
extend.
Yeah.
Does it make them taller?
They can, slightly. Your body posture will be better, so it can make you look taller still.
If I stretch, my legs will...
If you fully stretch the body, your body posture can improve and you can appear taller still. I'm not going to lie. It's actually fact.
I hear it still.
It's actually fact.
No, I'm not...
Because your hamstrings are, like, very contracted because you don't stretch them. So imagine it being, like, free. You know what I mean?
I have no interest in getting taller, bro.
It's not about that, bro. It's about being...
But yeah, that whole Pilates stuff now, man's not down for that. Don't, nah. She can go and do that. Nah, no, not me. I'm just going to gym.
Oh. Yo, if you see the snap, he just wants to. Yeah. You'll think, yeah, this guy's deep. Toy's laughing. He's deep. He's deep.
Oh.
He's actually deep. You're actually deep.
Why are you laughing?
But it's the way it caught me off guard, though. He's laughing as well, though.
This guy's deep, man.
Not even deep. It's just... anyways.
But yeah, no, like, I actually have to be with someone that's either in the gym or does something to keep active still.
Yeah, I feel like I just have to be with someone that cares about their appearance.
Cares like, about
their... In their physical appearance. Because what if someone just goes on runs?
That's cool.
Like, exactly. Or even walks or power walks or stuff like that, I would still find that attractive because you care about the way you look or your physical and stuff like that.
For me, like, since I've been back in the gym, my physical is like, it's one thing I actually don't play with no more. Like,
but are you fit though?
No.
Exactly.
If I'm mine.
I need to get bigger before I then start thinking about
it. I hear it.
You can do it at the same time.
I do hear it.
Unless you're bulking, yeah, you can still.
A man said 50 grams.
Yeah, I can't lie, that's getting copped, I'll be wrong.
How much do you
But that's like 50
there?
Pounds, you know.
You're
it's not cheap, still.
I said it's like 8 servings, bro. If I'm telling you, that's 50 grams per 2 servings, bro. It can't be per scoop.
It said per serving.
Swear.
40 quid.
40 quid.
40 quid.
50 it's grams. A big tub, though.
Yeah, it's a big tub.
No, that's 270 grams. How many? Or 2720. Yeah. Click 5.4. Less than 80 pounds. What? 2720 is
40.
5.4
kilograms, bro.
5.4 grams. Wait, what the hell?
They got that wrong.
Oh, they got it wrong.
It's 5.4 kg, not grams.
And it's 58.
And 58. Of course, you have to get the 58-pound one.
Yeah,
value for money. Yeah, bro. Guys used to mash that out in secondary school, fam.
I used to take it, but then, like, this Eddie guy, like, he made me scared of, like, all this stuff.
You don't think he takes anything?
What, right now?
To get that big?
No, he did,
to get
course.
That defined anyway. Yeah, exactly.
But now he don't. Like, he's too old to be taking steroids or anything like that. That's so
not silly. Steroids. I mean, masking and that stuff.
No.
You don't think he did?
Did or does?
Did, not does. Doesn't have to do it anymore. Just got to maintain now.
No, I don't think it does anymore.
Yeah, that... When I see my thought was 25 grams, I was like, what? I know what I saw back then, bro.
I said 50 grams. Yeah, I don't think I'll copy it. I think that would actually mess up your belly.
What, the serious mass one?
Depends. I remember my coach was like... Because I used to have, like, very, very skinny legs when I was, like, year 9.
As did everyone.
Huh?
As did everyone.
Apart from the white lads.
Nah, yeah, some of them have
white lads,
big legs,
yo,
still.
Their legs, pause.
But that's like, genetics, though.
Nah, but like all of them have Gara legs, you know.
Most still, yeah.
Their dads were probably like builders and stuff like that in there.
Yeah, so I started taking that. I started squatting. Mate. Difference still, I'm not gonna lie.
Now, I'll still tell you this, even if it gives you a belly, but just. Cut when you're cutting, just cut it all off.
No belly ache. Like,
oh, belly ache.
Like, bro, like you're putting too much in your body.
You're bulking.
Yeah, you're bulking. Still, yeah.
It's giving you more calories. The more calories,
have to
the
get
better.
Used to it though.
Yeah, 100%.
Might be a bit of a rough transition. I won't lie.
Yeah.
But yeah.
To be fair, I read that you should even just like gulp it down.
What are you supposed to do?
Like, just take it bit by bit.
Nah.
Same as you
gulp the whole thing down.
Yeah, like once
you... Right now, that's not good for you.
Why? Why is it not good for you?
I don't know the difference.
It will hurt your belly.
I didn't gulp it down.
Doesn't hurt my belly at all.
You take it with milk or water?
Water. Water. I used to do it with milk, but then just take it longer.
It's too expensive, isn't it?
One is too expensive, two is longer.
Yeah, it's just longer.
Mm.
No, yeah, water straight, shake it, gone.
Yeah.
Because the protein is already in the powder.
Yeah. What?
The protein's in the powder.
Well, is there protein in the milk?
What should it be in?
Wait, so you don't think there's protein in milk?
I mean, I there probably is.
But we're not drinking it.
There probably is.
Every little bit counts, bro.
No, I don't.
I was thinking,
you don't think there's more protein than protein and milk?
Because it tastes the same.
No, yeah.
It doesn't taste the same. It's worse with water. I'm not going to lie. It's worse.
Again, like, I don't consider taste.
Mine's been water. Since I've been back, it's just always been water.
Do you get...
bear in mind, I drink oat milk. So, like, the carton ain't big, bro.
Mm.
Like, 2-3 cup protein shakes, the carton's done.
Yeah.
I'm trying to cut out cereal now, though.
Well, because it's not real food.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I had cereal.
Oats is what do you put cereal?
Oats.
I cut out oats, you know.
Why?
Just can't be
asked. Oats is one of the healthiest things you can have.
I just can't be asked to make it. I'm actually the laziest cook.
Same, though.
Oats is simple. Pour milk into the oats, warm it up, you're good.
Actually, no, maybe you're
the
more
walk, lazy. The walk to get the milk, to then pour it, and then put in this.
The walk?
You're in the kitchen, bro.
The same thing with frying eggs. The walk to crack it and then fry it.
Oh, no, yeah, you're extra lazy. That's wild.
I don't fry eggs. Like, I hate the whole frying eggs thing. I prefer boiled eggs.
Swear.
I prefer boiled eggs, but, like, I did fried eggs, like,
how many boiled eggs?
And four. Three.
Four?
Yeah. If that's my dinner, I'll just eat 4 boiled eggs.
Alone?
Yeah.
What? 4 boiled eggs, that's it?
Yeah. I can do that, bro. Again, just eat them. You're done. Nutrition there.
No,
done.
That's too far, man.
How's that too far? You had
that
bread.
That didn't even taste nice.
You had a gig of bread with Nando's peri peri sauce and eggs.
And scrambled eggs. That actually tastes good. 4 plain, naked boiled eggs.
Yeah.
That don't
or
taste
add
good.
Some sauce to it or something like
what
that.
What sauce?
Like ketchup.
Yeah, no.
Ketchup and no. Boiled eggs.
No, like I tried the whole
Paranese.
No.
Oh.
I'm not on that vibe yet. I just put barbecue. I put the barbecue on the eggs and then I had rice in the bowl as well.
Yeah,
and then
see, I had, that's something else.
Then I had a chicken thigh.
You just had 4 boiled
eggs. Like if there's anything about if there's like rice about, I'll have rice and boiled eggs. But if not, if I'm just, you know what I mean, just trying to have dinner straight away, 4 boiled eggs. Yeah, done. Yeah.
Nah.
It's lazy still, but...
Not that I can't do that, but I would just go and buy like chicken quickly and then eat chicken and eggs.
I hear it.
What, ready made?
No.
So you'd make chicken and then... I'm not cooking chicken.
That's because I have an air fryer.
You air fry your chicken?
What else should I do?
Wait, what do you do to your chicken?
That must be so dry.
What? No, it's not. That must be so dry.
That must be so dry.
How else do you cook chicken? Oven?
No, on a frying pan.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. What are you talking about? You don't fry your chicken.
What?
Why isn't like you do the... Wait, isn't you do flour and egg and all that?
No.
You just put in the fry...
Oil. Yeah. And then flip it.
I've never done that.
Air fry. I've always thought it just makes it so, like, just makes it drier.
Nah,
and wouldn't it take, I was going
to
say
20 minutes max.
Nigga, you ain't doing nothing. You just put in the air fryer. Nah, flip it over if you want to.
Yeah.
Quick shake it.
I'll try that, but I've always thought it just make it drier.
Do you have an air fryer?
Yeah.
And you use a frying pan?
Yeah.
What?
I'm more of a traditional cook, innit? You don't have rice cookers?
Yeah.
I don't use it though.
Exactly.
Well, so you boil rice?
No.
I don't boil rice.
You used to cook
them. How long it takes to actually boil rice?
Yeah, it's long.
Yeah.
You have to wash the rice, then boil it, and then like put more water, and then like, long.
That just make pasta, huh? Mm.
Bro, I don't even make pasta anymore. I'm the laziest guy now when it comes to cooking.
What do you make?
Yeah, what do you make?
I don't cook.
Just sounds like you make chicken and air fried chicken and egg. That's it.
If I'm bothered, I'd ask my mom to season it. You lot can have the chicken. I bought it. You lot cooking. I cannot. Like, even a washing chicken is long.
Oh, yeah, that is true, though.
Washing chicken is long.
I don't even like.
I don't wash my chicken properly. No, no, no. I mean, I do, but like, I'll put the whole lemon and everything. But like,
I don't do that.
It's quickly.
I'm not like, I don't do that.
So why are you laughing at me? What do you do?
Then? No, when you said you don't wash it, I'm like, what do you mean? You
don't wash it? No, like, I don't take my time to wash it. Like, I'll just be like, lemon, water, rinse it, straight to cook. You're straight to season.
I just put the water on, rub it quickly.
Rub it quickly.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't wash my chicken like that, bro. Like how would like when I see TikToks and be like, oh yeah, I wash, and you make sure you wash your chicken.
With like lemon and vinegar, like nah. Like,
vinegar,
nah, bro. Yeah, vinegar is good to use as well.
Wash it with warm water and that's it, bro.
Well, you're not supposed to use warm water.
Yeah, well, I wash it with water, Sha. If it's warm or if it's cold, I don't know. I just wash it.
Do you mind drinking tap water?
Yeah.
Not anymore, man.
I can't bring myself to do it anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah. It doesn't taste right.
Like, I wash it, I drink tap water from my house. If it's not my house, then I'm drinking bottled water. Filtered water.
I even avoid my own tap.
No, yeah, I drink my tap water.
But like, if you compare it to like Highlands.
But then again, like, let me explain this. Drinking water is really not often in my house. For me, like, I'll drink bottled water if I'm outside. Like, my water intake is from work.
Yeah.
When I'm at home, I don't really drink anything.
What?
Or I have to go to the shop and buy a drink.
No, I'll drink water at home.
Same.
I'll drink water at home.
The only time I drink water is at the office. And what I've now started to do is buy a bottle of water for the gym.
Oh, like a reusable one?
No, 1 liter bottle. Just buy it every time.
Every time?
Yeah.
Not even like a six pack at one point and then just take...
No, because it's like £1 something.
Just get a bottle of water and just fill it up. Oh, never mind.
Wait, if you only drink water at the office, on the weekend, what do you drink?
Go to the shop.
Big sigh. Do you man like fill up your water bowls at the gym?
No.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. The water tastes so different.
I've ever drank water from the gym.
What I've realized is that I'll never drink water from like a water dispenser that's near a toilet. Cause I'm so sorry, they use that's the same disgusting. Water.
Yeah.
They use the same water. Even back in school, that was the same thing.
Like, I was about to say that.
And I've now realized just the same water, bro. I'm convinced it's the same water.
It's not like the ones in the toilet.
Yeah, I'll be real. It tastes so different. Every time I used to drink it from the gym, I'd actually get a bellyache.
That's disgusting. Do it anymore. What's the TikTok?
Brother,
brother, ew, what is that? That is funny, though.
Gosh, no, I can't do it. Even like my parents will ask for tap water at restaurants. I don't.
What?
Yeah, I don't.
At a restaurant? What? Oh, so they don't have to pay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't restaurants give like free water though?
Some do, some don't, free. Bro.
Yeah, like, they'll... I don't know.
It depends on the restaurant, to be fair.
You get, like, some of them will just bring, like, a bottle of
water. We went to Follies one. Do we pay for that one?
Yeah, it was on the...
Did we pay for that?
It was under a seat.
Oh, that is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on the restaurant.
I didn't pay for it.
Who paid for it?
I don't know.
I didn't add that to my bill.
I don't know.
Service charge. Do you pay service charge last time we were out? Who took it off? It wasn't me.
I took off. You
that took off?
I took off as well.
The last time you were out?
I take it off every time I'm out.
Every?
Yeah, man.
Even if the service is good?
They're getting paid.
What if, like, it's just a...
I'll tip if I feel like the service is good.
So, I was so pissed off the last time I went out and I tipped.
Yeah, right. You said you spent... I was drunk. Yeah.
You tipped too much?
Like, not that I tipped too much, but, like, I took off service charge to pay the service charge to the person.
Fairs. That but that's better though. That yeah, that's better. Though.
No, I didn't want to pay it. So why am I paying her the
But tip? Now you're paying it to that one person. Yeah. I feel like the service charge is split.
Was it good service?
I don't give a damn. As soon as I paid the tip, I said, oh yeah, can I fill up my thing? No. You're finished. Your time is over. I said, you got me.
Swear down.
No, yeah, I was at like some bottomless brunch.
I need to go to one of those, man.
Yeah, I've been to
Apparently one. Apparently it's weird to go brunch with the mandem.
It's not. I've even got. I've got scheduled brunch in May. Got with a couple guys.
Fez. Yeah, from May. That's like 2 weeks away.
No, it's not.
It's got to be like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, you man scheduling brunch that far ahead?
I don't know why, but yeah.
Really adulting, isn't it?
I don't even know why it's that far ahead, but yeah, we're going.
even a brunch. Oh, yeah, it's brunch, but it's not bottomless. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just brunch. Just go in. They said it. Depending on group chat, I said, oh, cool, I'll go.
Here it's still.
I ain't been brunch in a long time.
Brunch is my favorite day. No, no. No, no. Cap. Brunch is my second favorite.
What's your first?
Shisha.
Nah.
Lounge.
Nah. The ambiance of a lounge.
Oof. Always get
that's
me.
That's quality.
Always get me.
But brunch.
Always get me.
Brunch is more economical.
You sound like that.
Brunch is brunch more economical.
Is more economical.
Facts. Good time, good drinks, good food. Not too crazy on the receipt.
I'm glad I only go brunch if they're offering something. That has to be a bottomless brunch. Or it has to be a brunch package.
See, that's the one I was going to go to, but you said some crazy price.
Yeah, it's 120.
120?
Yeah.
For brunch?
Yeah.
But it's bottomless.
It was bottomless.
So?
Alcohol, bottomless.
So?
I don't even think it was brunch. It was just meal. I don't think it was just bottomless. It was just a bottomless lunchtime meal.
How was what's the 120 for?
Brunch is what? What's brunch?
Late breakfast.
Yeah.
But I didn't eat breakfast.
What did you get?
Only goodness, I can't remember. Like, it was Chinese food, cha.
First, what was it? Like a set menu?
There's menu and you just pick what you want.
Why is it 120 then?
It's the drinks, man. It's always the drinks that...
Bro, I don't even know.
Why is it 120?
Bro.
It's not bottomless. Because
I paid for two people, isn't it? £6 per person.
You thought it was 120 per person?
Yeah.
What?
I wasn't filled in on the deals.
Dude, you're talking to
that's
me.
Crazy.
I wasn't 120 per person.
What
do I look like?
What type of restaurant is this?
What do I look like?
That's wild,
no,
bro.
£60 per person.
I hear it still.
120.
That's still... What's, how much is Rocker?
Oof.
Similar. Or more.
Can't remember. Can't remember.
I don't even...
I'm sure I paid like 120 that day as well.
But it's not bottomless.
Yes.
Swear.
I paid, that's why it went up to like 120.
Oh, fair.
It's bottomless, but it's only wine. But the wine's still, yo.
That's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Yeah, it's not a problem still.
Yeah, I'd recommend Rockers though. The food was nice, so I don't even lie.
Was the wine good?
Mm.
Red? White? Both?
I think it was rosé I picked.
Oof.
Now, who drinks red wine? Like, if you actually ask, like, who actually drinks red wine?
Bear Girls.
Paul.
Jammy red.
Red wine.
Jammy red.
That's some rose. That's still a rosé, bro.
That's definitely
no, Jammy red,
red
is red.
That's red
is
wine.
It red?
Yeah.
Jammy red, yeah.
Jammy red is red wine.
So I've been hearing that though. Like, why
Jammy
is that now
red
popping?
It's kind of decent, though. I don't even lie.
Has that always been about? Has that always been a thing that people drink?
I only heard of it like...
I only heard about it, yeah.
Recently. Year,
that person's,
yeah.
My friend's going, I haven't actually spoke to that friend in a while. I need to shout her.
Swear?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to her in a while.
Nah, I'll speak to her, to be fair. Even... Oh my gosh. That time I went to... That... The day you lot at my crib and I said I was going out.
Yeah.
She was there that day. But somehow I didn't see her there. Cause I was upstairs.
Did she see you?
She didn't see me. Okay. But she snapped it when I got home. I was like, what? I was just there. But yeah, it was like a matter of seconds. I didn't see her. I was like, ah, lucky.
No, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, you don't check on people like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well,
I'm
yeah.
trying to get better.
So you're not, you're just saying
that. Yeah. No, I am actually trying to get better, but I'm not good at checking off on people right now, yeah.
And I don't really check on people when you're lying. But like when I think of them, I'll be like, let me do that.
Yeah.
But I don't really think of people often, so.
Raw.
Sorry. I just don't do it.
As in people outside the mandem? Because the mandem talk every day, more or less.
I've only checked one mandem, one guy, and I'll group chat once in my life.
Once in your life?
What, in the group chat?
Yeah, he's the guy in the group chat. I checked him because, like, I felt like everybody was away, and he was the only one. I think this is the time we all went to uni. He was the only one back in ends. So, like, let me check.
Because...
Yeah, so I checked some stuff.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, nah. Female friends, 100%.
Oh, I ain't checked no female friend.
Swear. Low maintenance friend.
Yeah, but they know that of me as well, so, like, we get it.
Do you get it? I feel like I'm a low maintenance friend.
I am.
You're not low, you're...
You're
extremely
another
low.
Level.
Extremely low, yeah.
You're bottom barrel.
Bottom. Bottom.
Bottom of the barrel.
Crazy.
I prefer link ups. Like, if I see you in real life, I prefer to catch up there. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, but the thing is, whenever you're at a link up, the first thing your friend says to friends are,
I ain't seen you forever. That's better. That's the vibe's already set. Do you know what I'm saying? No, I haven't seen you. And you catch up right there over drinks, playing. It's better, isn't it?
But it's like once or twice a year, though.
But it will always happen.
It's true. It will always happen,
isn't it? Do you know what I'm saying? True. So always be cool.
To be fair, I haven't really linked up with a lot of people in a while, though, so...
Yeah.
Need to step out.
There's nothing to step out to, though.
Let's go out to the lounge.
Okay, yeah, R&B next month, to be fair.
R&B.
The season is coming up. I feel like I've spoken to a few people saying that they're going, to be fair.
I just want to quit.
Quit what, G?
Work.
Oh, first.
Live my life. But I'll be real, these TikToks about people living abroad, one day I actually might just say, yo, let me just go.
Where?
Thailand.
I knew I was going to say Thailand as well.
Live in Thailand?
No, I couldn't. The only place I can live in right now is Nigeria or Dubai.
Nigeria?
I don't think I can live anywhere apart from London.
Anywhere that's cheaper for me, that I guess my money's worth, is where I can live.
Is Dubai cheaper?
I don't know. Yeah, dirham is cheaper than pounds. Yeah, dirham is cheaper. Like, you get,
to be fair, you get paid more and there's no tax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was talking to someone at my work and they were talking about like how eventually they're gonna get a tax system in Dubai.
Of course they will.
They're like, gonna get a tax system.
Yeah, they're gonna get
They're not taxed right now.
No, tax haven, bro.
But like they're gonna get, because like I think they're gonna be like, what he was trying to basically say is that you see how they're now bringing football into like
UAE
and they're Saudi, making that like, big. They're basically saying that eventually footballers are going to be like, oh, why do they get paid more than us? Yada, yada, yada. Boom. Get it with a tax system.
Well, people are going to complain why footballers get paid more.
The Saudi.
Like, let's say a Prem baller's getting paid this amount and a Saudi player's getting paid more than them. It's like, why are they getting paid more than me? X, Y, and Z.
They can't complain about that.
And you can.
If football...
The quality of football is not the same.
Do you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Exactly. They're not playing to a higher level, but they're getting paid more than me.
But that's because of what they've done in places where football's a big thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No one in Europe goes to Saudi and gets paid some big buck, I don't think.
Mitrovic.
He's not no one.
Mitrovic is a nobody.
He's not.
Mitrovic before he joined the Prem.
Yes, we did. Wait, he banged in the championship last season.
Bro, yeah, that was one tweet. That was one good PR run.
What do you mean?
I swear to God.
Was he not top scorer in the championship?
Yeah. But like, that was one good PR run.
Yeah, but you knew about him when he came to the league, though.
Yeah.
You lot are making it seem like he's like, bro, like, Calvert-Lewin was more known than Mitrovic.
That's because he's always been in the Prem.
And if Calvert-Lewin goes Saudi, he'll get paid big bucks as well.
Nice. Calvert-Lewin?
Yeah, bro, any Prem player that goes to Saudi will get big bucks.
Yeah, because it's the hardest league.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be getting paid more than a Prem baller.
It's about the attraction they bring.
What does Mitrovic bring to Saudi Arabia?
It's a Premier League player, isn't it? Simple as that, bro. I'm telling you.
He's definitely better than most of the strikers out there.
Maybe not. Oh,
yeah,
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I thought about to be in the Prem.
No.
That's what it's about, though.
It was calm.
It was alright. It was just a decent player. But yeah, I think there's going to be a tax system there soon.
Yeah, because the government's missing out on millions.
They're going to drink, bro. Trust me, it's coming.
There's no tax system in Monaco.
Yeah, there's not.
But Monaco's expensive. So that's more like richest people live there.
Tennis players live there, bro.
I would love to live there, though. So. That's one place I'd love to live.
Monaco?
Yeah.
I want to go to a Grand Prix, you know? I don't know where. Maybe Monaco, actually.
Is that F1?
Yeah. Just for the experience, though. I want to go to, I think it's Ascot.
I don't know.
Just try these things.
Well, the horse racing.
Horse racing. Oh. Why would you not want to go there, bro?
Yeah, why would you not want to go
you
there?
You know what I mean? What's the other one? Cheltenham. Don't act surprised. You know exactly what I was saying as well.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, F1.
You say Cheltenham. What's that?
That's races as well.
Offers.
Yeah, F1. Ascot. I don't know. I just want to try different things, bro. But I don't know why he's laughing.
Cheltenham. We're the lads.
Everyone's sued them.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy still.
No, it's a good just for the fun of it. People make a lot of money there, though. I don't even lie.
Races?
Boy, Cheltenham is a drink for some man. I was like,
bro.
And the odd. Let me not even get into it. Let me not get into it, bruv. Not get into it.
Huh.
But yeah, Cheltenham's a place to be still for some people. But yeah. What were you saying before?
What was I saying? Monaco.
Yeah. Monaco. Do you know, man, not feel like you'd be like homesick if you were to live anywhere else though?
No. The only people I'd miss is my like the man them.
Not even like that, in terms of like the area you live in. Like when you live in London, there's a certain vibe to it. And then when you go live somewhere else, it's just a completely different vibe.
I didn't get that in Leicester. I know you said you got that.
Yeah.
I didn't get that in Leicester. I was home.
Yeah, I hear it still.
I don't know. I just made it my home.
I hear it still.
Yeah, so like, honestly, I would say I miss Leicester.
Fez.
Which is crazy, but I miss Leicester.
Fez.
Like, I've told people, oh yeah, I would move back to Leicester. But it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
To move from London to Leicester's crazy.
Mm.
Like, you'd have to go to, like, a Manchester or a Birmingham, not a Leicester. Do you know what I mean? Even Nottingham, I don't
know.
Nah.
Like, I could live in Manchester for sure.
Been there, so I don't even know what it's like.
I haven't been in Manchester.
Anywhere that's like London, I can live. I can live in a busy city.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to live in a busy city. I don't know why. I'm just so used to it. I can't live in a
country.
Exactly.
Area. What's like, it called?
Countryside.
Yeah, I can't live there.
I could when I was old. When I'm older, I could.
But I don't. That's what I was thinking. Like after Leicester, I was like, "Yo, could I even, like, when I'm rich, could I even just, you know, live in a place where I have no neighbors, countryside? Like, it'd just be too quiet. I just couldn't do it. I just don't know if I could do it.
But why would you want to be around people though? If you're rich,
it's just I hear it.
I just need a good lounge.
Boy, a lounge.
As in a man cave inside the house?
No. Oh. Like a lounge that you can go and like sit and drink or...
I hear it.
Like, that's all I need in my area. I swear down. Now, when I found this shisha spot, I've found... Where?
Oh.
Anytime I can just step out and go down.
You've been there since?
No. No, but I've been busy. Oh. So I can't, but... That's the main thing. It's either just keep busy or just go out and enjoy yourself. That's what life's about.
I don't know. I think I could live in the countryside still.
No chance.
Like, I could live... Even country-wise, I think I could live Switzerland.
Apparently, that's a good place to live, though.
Expensive.
And Canada.
It's expensive,
though. Yeah, I can live in Canada.
Apparently, Canada is the best place to live in the world.
Yeah.
Could be wrong, though.
I swear.
Could be outdated. But I definitely read about that.
Live in Canada...
I don't
know. It's cold over there.
In some places. In certain places in Canada.
They talk mad.
They talk weird.
They talk with a mad accent.
It's like American accent, but like London slang.
Yeah, like.
It's really weird.
I can't even imagine that. It's just like Drake.
Yeah, kind of
like Drake.
I don't want it.
It's not like Drake.
Where's Drake from?
Drake's from Canada. He's
Toronto.
Toronto, but still. He doesn't talk like them.
Bro, like. Oh, what's something they say?
So they'll finish their sentence with like E.
E? E. Hey, what?
Yeah, that's how they
like you mad brass E? Like you mad brass? Even how they say it.
I never heard. Is that on TikTok or something?
Bro, yeah, I was on TikTok recently. But like, you mad wacky, bro. E? Like you just.
Yeah, it's like how we say. It's like how we say still at the end of everything.
Oh, okay.
Bro, I saw one video. Man, the way you exaggerate that E? I'm like, man, they talk weird. They talk good.
Yo, have you remember seeing Bear post about WWE recently?
Yes, Joran.
It's annoying.
Yeah, like, get off my thing, bro.
The thing is, I never used to watch it, though.
That's crazy.
Neither did I.
Like, that's crazy. I never got the hype.
I literally watched it all the time.
As soon as I found out it was fake.
It's not really fake, is it?
Is it not?
Is it not fake?
It's not really fake.
It's a storyline.
The storyline is obviously written, but, like, what they do is real. But, like, to an extent.
But, you know, they know who's going to win.
Yeah.
So it is fake.
But it's the same with football.
Not really.
Unless
you're
going to say
really.
Obviously, certain things are rigged, but I doubt... It's not like the players know it's rigged. It's like the ref might be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, the players may not know. May not.
They don't know. It's the ref.
Maybe certain players, like it's a goalkeeper.
The VAR officials. Those are the kind of guys that will know.
Yeah,
100%.
100%. But no, WWE is fake as hell.
You see, Bronny is apparently entering the draft. And I'm hearing everyone say he's just not a good decision because he's just not that good.
But he did something where like he's still eligible
for college.
Yeah, exactly. So he knows that like it might not work out. Because I don't think he's that good. I haven't even watched him, but like, do you know what I'm saying? You don't see his highlight reels and stuff like that.
LeBron James is a free agent this summer.
Yeah, he's going wherever LeBron is.
He's openly said he wants to play with Sun.
That literally tells you what it is. He's wherever they have drafted him, LeBron's going. So whoever picks Bronny, LeBron's there as well.
Yeah.
So they're taking Bronny in this NBA draft.
That's just
true.
That like simple as that. They're taking Bronny.
Bronny in the NBA.
He won't last.
Right now, he
will not last.
I think he should go to college for another year.
He should. He's like, what, 19?
I don't think he's 19 yet. I think he's 18.
How tall is he? He can't even look big like that.
His brother's taller than him. His brother's younger.
Yeah. I think that's with most brothers, you know, though.
He's 19.
I'm hearing it more often now.
Yeah, more often the younger brother.
He's 19.
Sure. Yeah.
How tall is he?
I'm going to guess like 6'4", 5".
He is 6'4".
That's your height, no?
Yeah, still.
Like
6'4". It's a point guard.
Who is he playing point guard for?
I don't know.
Nobody.
I don't know. He's gonna ride bench. He's gonna ride
nobody.
Bench. For sure, he's gonna ride bench. Like, because he's LeBron's son, he'll get minutes somewhere. Though.
Yeah, yeah. He's playing for nobody.
Because how tall is Curry?
6'3".
Like, 6'3".
But that's Curry.
Well, Curry's a goat, yeah. Not good for his career, but it's good for PR.
Yeah. 100%.
He's gonna get the money shot, so.
He's already rich, bro.
No, his dad is rich.
You don't think those kids are rich? You don't think they've got trust funds or something like?
Yeah, but it's not their money.
Yeah, it's not their money, but like, they've got. What was the final score in Dortmund's game?
2-1
To Dortmund.
No, to Aleko. I said you thought Dortmund were gonna win that game.
Because they played well against who they played on the weekend.
Doesn't matter.
Bayern.
Oh, yeah, true, but... Yeah. Wait, it doesn't matter.
What? I didn't know they're gay.
Who?
Who?
These two.
Who's the top one?
I think she does like BBC.
Never seen them before.
Swear. Yeah, she does like BBC.
That girl's from Love Island.
Yeah, she is Love Island. I didn't even know they're gay.
It is crazy.
Crazy?
No. Who's the other one? Are we talking about the one in the glasses?
The one in the glasses was on Love Island. And then...
I actually don't know who that is.
The other one is BBC. I've definitely seen the other one on BBC.
I do know the one that's on BBC. Yeah, I've seen her.
Yeah, she does like radio and all that.
I've seen people say... I think it's Tyreek from Love Island is sour towards someone.
Ella. No, not Ella.
Whitney and Ella are going back and forth or something like that.
Is Whitney and her sister?
Her sister's still involved.
Bro, like, I don't really know the gist of it, but like, I just know that apparently Whitney's sister, Whitney, Ella, Ty, they were in some situation. Ty and Ella have broken up.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know what happened between them lot, but there's just some stack between them.
One of the men was like, Ella's going to be irrelevant in a year.
It's kind of true.
Unless she picks up somehow like India, which is unlikely.
You never know, but yeah.
India money made, they're one in a million as well, man.
Yeah. And Zara.
Who?
Zara McDowell, is it?
McDowell? What does she do?
Who's her boyfriend again?
Tom Thompson.
Yeah, they're like TV, they're like reality stars on.
Yeah.
Sam she was Thompson. On Celebrity. No, she wasn't.
Sam Thompson, who's that?
Yeah. You know who Sam Thompson is?
Like, I've heard the name though.
He was on a reality TV
show. He was on a Celebrity Get Out movie, no?
Yeah.
Sam Thompson? Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah, that's her boyfriend.
Oh, Zara, yeah. I was thinking of the R of the other Zara, that was the guy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
From like last year or something. No. They have a podcast or something.
What's his name? Jamie.
Sam has a podcast.
Does he?
Yeah.
He might do.
Oh, and Flingy proposed.
What?
Different podcast. Bazinger. Ethan.
Oh, yeah. Bazinger proposed. They're getting old, man.
How old are they? Are they even 30?
Sad man.
Yeah.
Is he even 30?
KSI's like 31. Ethan's like 2 years below him, so like maybe like 29.
Yeah.
But they're getting old, bro. Most of them getting married. He has a kid. That's mad. These are people we watch, bro.
Damn. Time is just going, bro.
I lie.
And on Three Shots, the TikTok lads were saying that I'm pretty sure one of them said they could have a kid right now, or two of them said it, they could have a kid right now.
But like, are they not old?
No, older. They're younger than us, bro.
Is it?
Yes.
No, they can't.
At like 21, I'm ready to have a kid. I'm like,
okay. What? Sometimes people just try and sound grown, man. Like, you can't. But
you know what that takes? You
to have a kid.
Things, times are changing. The better people our age have kids, though.
Yeah, but our age, they're younger than us.
I hear it.
Do you get it? They're uni students.
Yeah, I hear it. Myth, man. Even though people at uni have had kids, but like,
yeah, but
myth. Like, you're too to think about kids. We're too young, bro.
But I don't know.
Like, we are too young. So yeah. For them, it's like you're way too young.
That's what I'm saying. And guys be like, "Oh, like, if I was rich, I'll be ready." No,
no.
Like, thing is, if I was rich, I'd be more ready to have a kid.
Yeah, yeah, financially, because financially, yeah, you're there. But like,
but overall, no.
You won't be ready.
Yeah.
But like,
you won't be mature enough.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Just be richer.
I do hear it. Yeah. Isn't Molly May like how old?
Damn.
22? Exactly.
She has a kid. Molly May is not 22, bruv.
She's not 22. She's like our age. She's
old, younger than us, bro. Are you crazy?
I think she's like a year old.
I might have been a howler.
Molly May is not younger than us, bro.
She's like a year above us, alive.
I don't know how she is.
She's 24. Sucking. She's turning 25.
She's still young. Yeah, 24. She had a baby, how old was
like,
the kid?
She had a baby like last year.
Okay, so 23.
Yeah.
How old's Tommy? Older than her, no?
He is like, 24 as well. Yeah. So I'm saying, if you got money, man.
Yeah, but they live together, they have money.
It's all set like, up.
It's a bit you get it.
It's all set up still.
Like, Fury name, Love Island winner. No, they didn't win Love Island.
Yeah, they didn't.
They didn't? Who?
No.
I don't know.
I can't remember
everyone. Something as well.
Were they in the same series?
Fair enough,
bro.
Yeah, Amber, Ovi, and that.
God, dude, remember, man, Love Island's getting dry as well.
Yeah, Love Island. When is that coming? That should be coming out. Oh no,
no, it's months.
And there's even Euros to see her, anyways, man. Takes pride.
Love Island, Euros, Olympics. What summer this is, boy!
I feel like the summer's gonna be lit, bro.
Something's gonna have to give, though. I can't lie. You can't watch all three. I doubt it. Something's gonna clash or something.
I'm watching the Euros.
Yeah. But like the last Euros. Euros was just going
to
be like
Like what? So you would watch Euros over 100? No, yeah.
Love Island's going to be lost.
I was going to 100 meter finals, but
no.
Like,
but Olympics even, will be lost.
Yeah, like I don't care about these
exactly,
people.
Who's even running these days?
There's one guy that's always talking on socials.
Is he American?
Yeah.
Got the American guy. Noah Lyles. Is
yeah,
him?
Yeah.
Him. Yeah. Other than that,
like it's not a Bolt thing no more. It's not Bolt, Johan Blake, like
bitch.
They actually carried the Olympics.
They carry track. They carry track. 100 meters, 200 meters, relay. Even the women get carried, bro. What's the...
Shirley Fraser-Pryce.
Yeah.
She's still running, though.
Bro, I think she's retired, no.
Huh?
I think she's retired.
Who's the American babe retired. That smoked, that couldn't make it to the last one?
Her name, man.
Yeah, Shikari something.
Shikari, yeah.
She's there. Yeah.
Shikari Richards.
Yeah, her,
Something like that.
Yeah, Love Island might take precedence over that one still, be real.
No, yeah, it will still.
But to be fair, the last Euros match is going to be starting at like 8 probably. So like, you're not going to watch Love Island, not going to lie.
8?
Yeah. World Cup.
That's just in Germany.
The last game, yeah.
Wait, what do you mean the Euros games will be starting at 8?
I thought it would
like,
start on
it'll be staggered to so like maybe like, what?
The group stages will be random times.
So like 4, 6, 8, something like that.
Nah, like the group stages will be whatever... Actually, you're right. If it's in Germany, then...
Yeah, because when it was in Saudi, it was like 4...
Yeah,
it was
different.
In morning.
It was, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was beautiful, though. I'm like,
what?
That was actually beautiful. What? In the workplace, that was
beautiful.
What? That was actually beautiful.
I'm
that was actually beautiful.
When England played, certain employers were like, yeah, it's not too bad, man. Just relax. Too good. Watch the game. That's spoof.
Just depends on your workplace.
Yeah, some people's bosses ain't forgiven.
Not down for the cause. Not down for the cause.
Not down for the cause. Oh. Alright, man.
Same.
Oh, this episode is doing alright. First.
Comments? No comments.
Nope. Anyways, that's episode 125. Adding up still.
Yeah, I was. Oh, man. This was a 9 to 11 session. This was. Hey. This is a tough one.
Never again.
Yeah, never again. This is because normally we record on Fridays, but I've got a wedding this Friday, so we had to record a bit earlier. And the only slot available was 9 p.m. So, yeah. Gotta do what we gotta do.
Hope you all enjoyed this episode, though.
Yeah. I mean, I can't lie. We've mainly spoke about movies and gym, though. Okay. I was actually tracking it. It was actually movies and gym, but I mean, still a good
one. Just a chilled one, innit?
Yeah, it's a chilled one still. I mean,
we gave you two back-to-back
guests. Solid episodes,
like, let us breathe a bit. You lot should still enjoy this one, though. It's still a good talk. It's still a good episode,
Sean. Yeah, 125, what we say on pod, it's the TikTok, man. All that good stuff.
Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend, man.
Tell your family, what we say on pod. Oh, did I say that already?
You already said that. But make sure you lot grab your tickets as well, bro. But take me R&B, man.
Yeah, May the 5th.
Lot there, man.
Come on.
5 to 11. But yeah.
Other than that, T9 on the board, thanks for coming, man.
Thank you. It's me, bro. Hustle, hustler. Still the hustler, my people.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy Benzo in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you on the next one still.